Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will begin, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take me a while to really realize that Joan and I do have a divine connection, and she's left a door open in which others have walked through that space, and it's given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force I now belong to. As well, it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, a speaker, and an author. And I help people to have a deeper understanding of what is actually important in their lives, to let go of the things that really don't matter, so that they can start living the life that they truly desire instead of living the life that they're afraid they're going to have to settle for. So it's all about letting go of the need to settle. I always stand in the unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and no one is ever judged. You get to be exactly who you are being, and you get to be loved exactly how you are being. If you want to know more about DC Love or myself, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and you'll see Learn More buttons under our pictures. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's another way you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But I invite you to look around that website. I've posted a lot of things that have resonated with me throughout the years, and it might just be what you are looking for, too. Okay, now it is time for us to hear our messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Well, I think Jesus is in a very playful mood this morning, Barbara. I was on Facebook, and he made me post, Jesus does not share secrets with people who don't spend time with him. So, I had to add, Morning with Jesus is today at, you know, at 10 a.m. Eastern, and I posted the phone number, and it really got people's attention. So that was good. And then you always say, you know, grab a cup of your favorite beverage, sit back and join us. Well, I posted on Facebook and I sent it to you in Messenger. This cup is so big that you can get to the moon faster than a rocket if you actually filled it and drank it with something with caffeine. So he gave me that as well. You know, that's a cup of someone's favorite beverage. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I couldn't stop laughing this morning. But with that being said, I do have a little message from him. Life isn't always perfect. It can be very hard at times to deal with. But loved ones, you can still choose to be happy because happiness is a choice. If you don't like your life the way it is presently, you have the power to recreate it. You can become whatever you choose to be. The universe listens to the whispers of your soul. What you think, you become. Live in the present and surround yourself with people who believe in you. The world needs you to shine your light. Don't stand in darkness. Shine your light for all to see. Your life is a message. Reach out and positively share it with the world. Always focus on God. He is your solution or your solution. His love is the most powerful force in the universe. When you focus on being a blessing to others, God always blesses you with abundance. His love never fails. When you see love, you see God. Your focus determines your reality. Focus on the journey, not the destination. Focus on your blessings. God has a purpose for your pain and your struggles. Never give up. Focus on faith and give God your fear. Surround yourself with positivity. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. You've got everything you need. If you have God in your heart, whatever God calls you to do, he will give you everything you need to fulfill your dreams for your life. Please trust in his divine power. Trust in what you can't see. You don't always have to see to believe. Never be afraid to trust the unknown. The perfect cure is for worry is trust in God. Trust in his timing and believe in his miracles and relax in his presence. I love you, Jesus. The next message is from Saint Cecilia. Blessings, beloved ones. I am Saint Cecilia. I am known as the patroness of music. I am here to help you to resonate with the longings of your soul. Allow yourself to connect to the divine and higher sources through music. Without the use of words, music is an expression of the human language that helps you to connect with your fellow man. It is also a safe and powerful way to express your emotions. It has been said that music is what life sounds like. It washes away the heaviness of the soul. Each song you sing is your own experience. Allow your reverence for music to awaken and stimulate your senses and connect to the oneness with all and universal love. Allow yourself to wander on a quest of self-discovery. Focus on the spirit within and let the music flow deeply throughout your body, touching the very essence of your soul. Send these loving vibrations back out into the world. Music is the greatest form of communication. Raise your consciousness and notice how music gently helps you to enjoy life. Connect to this magic, and you will find inner peace within instead of being caught up in life's distractions. Fuel your soul today with music, and you'll be amazed at the inspiration and the wisdom that you acquire. Take some time to nurture body, mind, and spirit. Music gives wings to the soul and is a song that will help make your heart sing. Find this freedom in music today. I am Saint Cecilia. And I do have another message from the angels, and their message is, we all know instinctively that we are beings of light taking part in a wonderful experiment. At this time of our evolution, we feel that the light at the end of the tunnel is getting closer and that all of our dreams are about to come true. When humanity collectively takes the great leap forward, the angels herald the enlightenment of every soul who has consciously decided to be a part of the miracle that is coming. A global epiphany is coming into sight when all will be made clear for those who are ready. Be prepared to be amazed and rejoice in the radiance of your own illumination. A new light is dawning. And Barbara, those are my messages for today. Oh, you know what? I do have one more message. Joan is here with me, and she's tapping me on the back. She said, DC, you have one more message. I do have a little prayer. It's the Angel Prayer for Tranquility. And it was written by Suzanne Gauchner. Dear angels, help me find tranquility in my life and to bring it into the lives of everyone I meet. Fire me in a deep relaxation and a permanent peace that molds my life. Show me ways to make my path smoother, easing into each day with joy and ending each day with the satisfaction of soul fulfillment. Guide me to find the time and resources to care for my physical, mental, and emotional bodies so that I am renewed each day in peace and joy. Help me to see the tiny moments within the busy rush of life in which I can find solace. Share with me a deep tranquility and relaxation, especially in times of stress and need, until these blessings become a part of every moment of my life. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, DC. And now here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, you are beginning to understand yourselves. That's what all of this is for. It's not so that you can figure out the world and how it all works. It's so that you can figure out you and how you create everything else. It really does all start with you. We know that for many of you, it's kind of difficult to wrap your minds around this because you see yourself as this insignificant person, this person who really doesn't have any power, any purpose, any meaning. But the truth is, you are where everything begins in your life. Everything begins within you. It begins based in what you believe. So if you believe that you are powerless and insignificant, then you are creating a life where you get to be powerless and insignificant. Life is not determining you. You are determining life. We tell you this because it's important for you to understand exactly how it does work. Because you've been taught things are backwards, and they're not. And when you focus on yourself, when you allow yourself to make the changes that you need to make in your beliefs, in your truths, then you are changing your life. And you are changing everything connected with you, because it does start with you. So often people pray to me to change the world, to fix this, to fix that. Like if they fixed all of that, then their lives would be wonderful. I want you to realize that it's not the world that needs to change. It's you. Changing yourself is a profound thing to do. So when you are looking at situations that you do not like, that you do not find comfortable, that you want to change, then ask yourself, what can I do to bring this change within me? And the sooner you do that, the sooner you change the world. So now we've given you something interesting to chew on for today. And we hope that this information will help you to let go, help you to become who you truly desire to be. We are waiting for you. Anytime you ask, we answer. Do not hesitate. We are waiting for you. Okay, so that's what he wanted to share.
Thank you, Barbara.
All right, so we've come to the time in the show where people can ask questions. So if you are on the phone line, you can press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol comes up on my studio board. And if you have logged in and you are in the chat room, you can type your question. And before we get to our first caller, people are pressing 1. Yay, okay. Dove for Peace is in the chat room, and DC, I'm sure you remember Dove had a question about a relationship, and she's saying now, thank you for everything. I'm proud of myself. I let go of an emotionally abusive relationship. I didn't think I could, and I did. So she took the information that we shared with her, and she made that change in her life. So good going, Dove. We're proud of you.
Oh, that is beautiful. We're so proud of you, Dove. Oh, my goodness. And Mother Mary is proud of you, and she's just asking that you open your heart now, you know, even more to all the range of emotions that you're feeling, and especially all forms of love. But she's very, very proud of the progress that you've made. My goodness. So beautiful.
Yes, it is. So keep up the good work, Dove. Okay.
Yes, that we're
let's see. We're going to go to the caller.
Barbara, I was listening to your message.
Oh.
I have to tell you this. I was listening to your message, and this gentleman is sharing himself in the ocean, and he's posing. So maybe Dove might want that. I could forward it. And I keep clicking it off, and he keeps clicking it and sending me more, and he's posing and all these different. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Oversharing. That was oversharing. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not sure that that's something that she wants or needs in her life. Okay. we're going to the caller from area code 702. Hi, what's your name?
Good morning. My name is Richard.
Richard, hi.
Hello. Good morning, DC.
It didn't even click on me that
hi.
Was your phone number. Richard is a wonderful friend of mine, DC, so this should be interesting.
Awesome. Very nice to meet you then. Any friend of Barbara's is a friend of ours. That's what Ginger's saying. And Richard, if you don't know by now, Ginger's on the other side. She's my dog, and she comes in for reading. So you must be a good guy because she likes you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have a question?
So what can we do for you today?
Well, you know, spirit, I as both of you do, I live very much by intuition, and spirit prompted me to call in this morning, and so I'm going to just open it up and say, what would spirit like to share with me this morning?
Beautiful. Mother Mary is coming forward, and she just wants you to be prepared for all the blessings that are coming your way, Richard, okay? And I just see you, you know, attracting more and more through your gratitude is what I'm being shown. And I'm also seeing that the angel of talent is with you at this time. So what is it that you have not been resonating with? You have some kind of talent, Richard, and you're not even, you know, you're not letting it, you know, surface. Maybe you feel like it's not, you know, enough to share with others, but it is.
Not exactly. I have actually been working very diligently to be able to share my talent more.
Okay.
I would guess it has to do with either writing. I have several books that I've started, and or teaching the same subject matter. The barrier has been appeared to be in terms of activities of daily living and just simply needing to earn a living to keep the lights on and the, you know, the bills paid and whatnot. And so I have been working on some projects that I believe will come through very quickly, or not very quickly, now quickly. It's been a year that I've been working on one of them.
Okay, but I'm still seeing Ginger is pulling some of your talents. It says Richard's talent. She's pulling them from underneath the bush. You've been hiding. There's something still that you've been hiding. And the easiest way to figure out what it is to get in touch with your inner child. Okay?
Okay.
Invite your inner child out to play, and you're going to see, you know, something else is going to surface for you. And the angels are saying,
right,
Richard, you can be successful in whatever you want. Okay? And the time is right. Okay? So there is something that you're still not letting surface, and you've just got to connect with it. And the easiest way is just get out and connect with your joy. Okay? And I'm getting there is an opportunity for you to work at something, you know, a job or whatever you want to call it, at something that you really love to do. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, working from home and equals financial rewards. And the money is going to flow, you know, when you really do something that you love. Okay? And you are going to have that financial stability that comes along with it. Okay? Mother Mary is saying, you know, trust in God's, you know, his perfect, you know, knowing and everything. I'm getting a divine solution. And you've been asking for miracles, and Richard, they're given. Even if you don't see one presently, just trust in God's infinite wisdom, okay? So I'm getting that a miracle is manifesting for you, and it could come in a way that you probably wouldn't expect, all right? So just whatever, you know, whatever the angels are nudging you to do, you've got to take those steps necessary, and it's going to bring about your miracle, is what I'm getting. Okay, does that resonate with you at all?
Well, I understand the words that you're saying. I believe I've been doing exactly that, and things are progressing, but then I got this big human level, but I'm not seeing it in the here and now right now. And so
right,
that's
and
been frustrating.
Yeah, because you know what, this is a time of like really a lot of change for you, and sometimes that change could bring a little bit of worry, a little bit of like, you know, emotional upheaval almost. But what you're feeling within, that's only an illusion, okay? Because things aren't falling apart, Richard. They're falling into place for you. And when everything does get into place, you're going to see there's going to be a new life, you know, with new adventures for you. So just please try to go with the flow, okay?
Okay.
And be open to the new ideas that are around you. And, of course, surround yourself with, you know, positive, supportive people. And just know that the change that's coming for you is going to be a change for the better. Okay, so at the present time, you've got to accept yourself and your life the way it is right now before you can move forward. Okay, and acceptance is going to be the key. Okay, so you've got to, you know, you've got to keep moving forward, you know, and stop looking backwards. It's finally time now for you to heal your life and accept the journey that's right in front of you for all that it is and at times for all that it isn't, okay? So this is the moment that you hold your, you know, you place your hand on your heart and you say, I love you, I accept you, and I honor you. And when you do, Richard, let those words just permeate throughout your entire body and your life and move forward with acceptance and grace, okay? So just know that this is a time of healing, and it's a time to express your gratitude, and that's what I have for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Richard. This is kind of interesting. I'm hearing that, like DC said, the time is now. It's time is what I keep hearing. And then I keep hearing that there's this whole list of ascended masters and archangels, you know, Jesus and Raphael and Michael and Gabriel and, oh, there's so many more. And they're all saying, you are equal to us. So I was supposed to tell you all that before you hear from Jesus. So here we go. Beloved one, you have no idea of how powerful you really are. You are so much more powerful than you believe, and you do have very strong beliefs about your own power. But you are just barely scratching the surface. There is so much more to you. We cannot even put it into words. It is time. It is time for you to start accepting yourself fully and completely. And we know that you work very diligently to be the very best person that you can be. But that implies limitations because it's based on your beliefs about who you are. We want you to let go of those beliefs. We want you to let go of all of those beliefs. We want you to let go of every belief you have, actually. And we know that that sounds like an odd thing to ask you. But in order for you to truly become who you are, those beliefs have to go. They are limiting you in so many different ways. And it is time for you to fully be you, to see the light within you, the power within you, to change your life in ways that you haven't even imagined changing it yet. And we know that you set high goals and intentions in your life, and that is wonderful. But what is available for you is so much higher than anything you have ever set. It's time. It's time for you to let go of everything so that you can become everything. We are telling you this now so that you can begin this process, so that you can go deeper, higher, further, whatever terminology works for you. We are not asking you to put more irons in the fire, so to speak. We are actually asking you to take them out and to recognize that you are the fire. You are the irons. You are the everything. This is taking you to a whole different level of existence. One that you haven't truly experienced before. But we see that it's time. It's time for you to go there. It's time for you to be there. And it will change your life in miraculous ways. We want you to be open to this. Open to the possibility of this. Open to the possibility of you. And we are waiting. You know we are with you. You know that we will help you. You know you are not doing this alone. And we so look forward to helping you to create this new you. You are loved. You are loved. We are sending you love now. Feel the love. And know that it is you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you both. Thank you all.
Thank you for calling in, Richard. It's been our honor.
Sounds like you've got a lot of letting go to do, so get busy. Thanks for calling, Richard.
You're most welcome. thank you. Thank you again for your sharing and your service to life.
Ooh, there's all sorts of energy moving through you right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm unusually quiet.
Yes, you are. Just enjoy that energy and don't worry. They're going to tell you exactly what you need to do. So.
Amen.
All right. So we're going to move on to the next caller. And our next caller is area code 443. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. What can we do for you today?
I'm going through a lot with my husband and my son. I would appreciate any advice there.
Okay.
Hi, Karen. This is DC, and you have an angelic team, a divine team with you at this moment. I see Archangel Michael stepping forward. Mother Mary is with you, Jesus, the archangels, the angels. Okay? She's just, you know, she's heard your prayers. Angels have heard your prayers. Okay, so they're here to help you. Okay? And allow her to comfort you, okay?
Okay.
Then she wants help, okay? And she's saying that, Karen, you have the ability to know what is true for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've been receiving guidance, and you've got to trust what you're feeling, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because I see that, you know, you've been, you know, sent messages to help you, okay? And just know that Jesus is with you, and he's going to help, and he's going to guide with the situation. Okay, and you have a very close relationship with Jesus, okay? And you're asked to have faith in God's miracles of love, Karen, okay?
Okay.
Jesus loves you very much, okay? So he's with you, and he's going to help you with this present situation, as is Archangel Michael stepping forward. And no matter, you know, what you're going through, Archangel Michael is there. And he's ready. He has a sword, and he has a big... Oh my gosh, an entourage of angels, and they're, you know, they're there to protect, and they're gonna serve you, hon, okay? He's gonna help to clear any, you know, obstacles in your path. He's gonna help to give you courage and strength, and to really feel like you can't, okay? He wants to fill you with inspiration and faith, and letting you know, Karen, the universe is always on your side, okay?
Okay. Yeah, Archangel Michael always seems to show up.
Yes, he's with you, you know, and you've got, like I said, not only Archangel Michael, you've got an entourage of divine, like I said, Jesus, Mother Mary, you know, Archangel Michael, there's a host of archangels, and there's so many more, okay? But there's a message now coming forward, and the angels are saying, Karen, this is a time to move beyond the limitations of it's not meant to be and focus on everything that's for your highest good, okay? And just know the universe is going to guide you, you know, safely there. Okay? So the angels are, you know, they're bringing light to this situation, but they're also helping you as well to clear up any kind of inner conflict. Okay?
Okay.
And know that when, you know, something that appears to be an obstacle gets in your path, you know, that these are reminders, you know, that you have the ability now to change your current situation, okay? And the angels, and like I said, your whole divine team is with you, and they want to help you with this, okay?
Yeah,
so allow them
you've
got to give them permission. They want to come in and they want to help you, hon, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are saying, Karen, you are a light bearer, and by sharing your increasing knowledge, you do have, you know, the power. You enlighten others. So you're asked to bring light into lives, yes, by sharing your experiences, your beliefs, your knowledge. And it doesn't mean that people have to agree with you, okay?
Right.
And you could change their lives just by simply, you know, talking about Archangel Michael is a great way to start, okay?
I am starting a blog. I just posted it
for
the first time.
Okay, so the more that you can share your light, you know, the less darkness and fear there's going to be in the world. So you are a beautiful light bearer, and you're asked to share your light, Karen. Okay, and that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Thank you.
Thank
Barbara, are you with us?
Yes, I just have to unmute.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just start again. All right, here's what Jesus wants to say to you, Karen. We want you to focus on you. We find that when people are having difficulties in relationships, they tend to focus on the other person. They tend to look at what it is about the other person that needs to change, how they can mold themselves to be what the other person wants. It's not about the other person. It's about who you are being for you. You are waking up to who you are. You are beginning to accept yourself, and this is wonderful. And we are sending a host of angels to you right now in this moment, and they are helping you to let go as we are speaking to you. They're helping you to let go of the need to put other people before you. They're helping you to let go of the worries about other people's words or actions. They're helping you to bring your power back to you so that you know and accept your own importance, so that you open your heart to loving yourself. And when you do this, you will find that other people's words and actions don't have the impact on you that they used to. They just aren't that important. This doesn't mean that,
that
you don't love them. The love that you have for them is endless, eternal, and that will never change. It just means that you get to love you instead of making them more important than you. So the angels are helping you now to let go of the old beliefs so that you can accept yourself and love yourself and do what you know is best for your life. Because the only one you are responsible for is you. You cannot make other people change. You cannot, and you shouldn't be able to, because you are responsible for you, not them. You are living your life, not theirs. It's okay for you to stand by and watch. Even if what you see that they are creating in your life, in their lives, is an absolute disaster, it is still okay for you to just watch. You do not need to save them. There's nothing to save. This is your life. Make the choices that are right for you. Be the love that you are. That's what he wanted to share with you.
That makes perfect sense. The more I feel fulfilled in sharing my light, the less these family things bother me.
Well, you know, I've discovered that family things are usually amusing to me now.
Yeah, they can be so ridiculous to be humorous at some point.
Yes, they can. And I don't laugh to their faces, you know, because I don't want people to think that I think that they're so insignificant I don't even need to deal with them. But in some ways they are so insignificant that it's not my problem.
Right. No, this has been very helpful. Thank you.
You are welcome. And, you know, the angels are going to work with you and help you to move forward with your own life. So do what your heart calls for you to do. And don't spend a whole lot of time in your head trying to figure things out. Because it's your heart that's going to be guiding you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Karen.
All right. Thanks, DC.
Take care. God bless, hon.
Okay, so Doug for Peace would like a message in the chat room. So what are you getting for Doug for Peace?
Okay, the first thing I'm getting, Doug, is don't doubt yourself. You've been working hard and, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. you know, you might be a little tired and everything, but Ginger's pulling you around the corner, and when you get to the corner, it says miracles for Doug, okay? So do not doubt yourself. Don't give up, okay? You know, whatever it is that you're wanting, you can make it happen. You have the power, okay? And I'm getting, you know, there's a miracle with your name on it. So, Doug, please, you've got to believe in yourself, okay? Just try to, you know, stay positive and use positive thoughts and affirmations. And this is going to help to really to create the life that you're wanting, okay? I'm also getting, you know, stay focused on what you're desiring, okay? And if you feel like stuck or anything, just, and you're saying something a little bit negative, just, you know, stop and then start the sentence again with something positive, okay? And smile and laugh, do something fun, you know, get outside, okay? And I see the divine is with you, and they're giving you the strength, the hope, and the courage to keep going, okay? So please call upon them, okay? And, you know, never forget the strength that you have within. You're stronger than you even realize, okay? What I'm getting too, Dove, there might be, you know, some issues with maybe your dad or someone that was an important male figure in your life, and that's maybe what's causing some issues, you know, with men in your life, okay? You can call upon the divine to help you with that, and Barbara, she'll, you know, continue on with that part of it, okay? But know that, you know, you are never alone, and you have an amazing divine team that is there just for you, Dove, okay? And whatever it is that you're wanting, Ginger's showing me, the vision that I'm getting is like a dog running. If you're running after a dog that's running, the dog is going to just keep running, you know, forward because it wants to play. It thinks you're playing with it. So do not chase what you're wanting, okay? Attract what you want. Do not chase it, okay? And the angels coming in remind you that whenever you run after, you know, something, it runs the other way, just like a dog would run in the other direction. So all you have to do is attract it by saying positive thoughts, again, using positive affirmations and visions, and you're going to manifest what you're wanting, okay? Archangel Michael is stepping forward, and he's showing me that there were obstacles, you know, that were blocking your path, but at the end, they are now being lifted. And he's saying, congratulations, so just stay centered and, you know, stay on your path, okay? Don't wander from it, okay? And also I'm getting, in a past life, you took vows of poverty, and it's really time to sever those vows, okay? You lived in a communal setting, and, you know, you weren't worrying about just, you know, working for yourself. It was for the, you know, the good of, the greater good of everyone, okay? So in that respect, like, you really didn't have to worry about things, but I'm getting, you know, you've got to sever those vows right now, and all you have to do is just say, you know, I sever the effects of these vows, and they will be done for everyone involved in all directions of time, okay? And that, you know, that will help with that, okay? And as you say, you may feel yourself, you know, like feeling different vibrations through your body. That's okay. And I'm getting to, when you do, you know, when you do get a paycheck and everything, take a little bit out just for you, before you pay any of the bills, just a small little bit. And it's saying, I believe in Dove, you know, and it's showing the universe, hey, you know, I believe in me. You can believe in me too, okay? So the other thing that I'm getting is as you, you know, go to sleep, invite the angels in because they're going to show you how abundance is coming into your life, okay? And make sure that bedside that you keep a journal to really write down what you're getting because you're getting some really important guidance at this time, okay? And if, in fact, the messages don't appear to be clear enough, just say to them, angels, I need a clearer message. And that's what I have for Dove, Barbara.
Okay. And here is your message from Jesus, Dove. Beloved, don't stop believing in you. You know the truth of who you are. You feel it. It's not something that your mind has figured out. It's something that your heart is showing you. Listen to your heart. Be that beautiful being that you are meant to be. And we are sending to you a host of angels to help you to let go of those false beliefs that you were taught, those false beliefs about men, about relationships. about what you are supposed to be in those relationships. You are never supposed to be less. There is no need for you to be submissive. There is no need for you to make someone else more important than you are. It's time to let that go. It's time to accept yourself. It's time to stand in your power. It's time to be the beautiful, bright light that you came here to be. And we want to help you with that. And we want you to breathe deeply and accept this transformation that these angels are bringing to you. Let go of all of these old beliefs about men, about women, about what is required. And start living in what you have decided, what you are creating. We are bringing your power back to you so that you can create the life that you truly desire. It is time for your light to shine. Okay, Dove, and they are filling you with all of this beautiful energy. Wonderful. Okay, now, Truth Seeker would like a message. So, are you getting anything for Truth Seeker?
I am, Barbara. Ginger's coming in, and she's pulling an angel with her, and the angel that is coming forward for Truth Seeker is the angel of play. And Ginger is saying, Truth Seeker, you're not supposed to be an adult 24/7. You've got to make time out of your day and just get in touch, you know, with that little inner child and do something fun, okay? So when the angel of play comes in, this is a reminder that, you know, you've got to make time out to, you know, play. If you're going to work hard, you've got to play hard, okay? And remember, you know, how it was when you were a child. You're outside and, you know, everything seems so magical. Get in touch with, you know, that magic. And you're going to also get in touch with miracles, okay? So it's very important that you get outside and you have a little fun. And when you do, you're really going to feel this beautiful angel's presence around you, okay? So think about things that, you know, you really find joy in and just, you know, choose one of them. And the angels are saying, don't wait, okay? Okay, and I'm also getting to remind you that you are watched over and that you're safe, and, you know, all of heaven is watching over you as well as your loved ones. Hun, I don't know if you've not, you know, been feeling the safety that's around you. I'm also getting that, you know, it may be, you know, good to get outside because you need to reduce your stress levels a little bit. Okay? Okay, what else am I getting here? Let me see. And just expect good things to happen, Truth Seeker. And when we expect good things, they do happen, okay? Look for the blessings that are currently around you, no matter what's going on, okay? And, you know, see, there are blessings, okay? And as you, you know, connect with those blessings, you attract more blessings to your life, okay? So Mother Mary is asking that you, you know, always have an attitude of gratitude and just, you know, stay optimistic and have faith. And if you ask, you can ask God to, you know, help you to see the situation through, you know, the divine's eyes, and you will, okay? Okay, the other message that I have for you, you've got to wait a little bit longer. Just trust in divine timing that your prayers have been heard, they're being answered, and, you know, just have patience because God has a plan and a solution for you, okay? The other thing that I'm getting, hold on, let me see, I think there was one more thing here. Okay, let's see. Okay, Truth Seeker, call upon your angels. There's angels all around you. They love you so much. They love you unconditionally. And they're just waiting for you to reach out and ask for help. Okay, I see it presently as we're speaking, there's over 100 angels around you right now. And they want to come in. They want to help you to heal your life. They want to help you to really, you know, manifest the life of your dreams, okay? And no matter, you know, what your request is, they're there to help you. So please do not hesitate to call upon your angels. You know, and they can help you with healing relationships. They can help you if you're, you know, you need help with your diet, even if you need, say you have like a broken pipe or something, they'll even help you to find the right plumber, or they'll help you to find a job that's right for you. So remember, nothing is too big or too small, you know, to ask for. And you never have to do anything alone, okay? And ask and you will receive. But you must ask, you know, so that they can really help you, okay? And I'm getting, you know, there's help behind the scenes that you're not seeing right now. And Truth Seeker, you are a light worker. You're meant to be here to spread light and love to others. And just be willing to accept the help that is given to you. And the message the angels are saying, Truth Seeker, you are perfectly imperfect, okay? You're beautiful, and you are surrounded by angels. And Barbara, that is my message for Truth Seeker.
Okay. And here is what Jesus wants to say to you, Truth Seeker. My beloved, we don't want you to focus on the problems that you see in your life. We want you to allow yourself to be in the energy of the solution. We want you to see your life the way you desire for it to be and to feel that energy, to live in that energy. Focusing on a problem never makes a problem go away. It never makes a problem go away. It's when you are open to the solution, when you are ready to allow that solution into your life, that things begin to change. This is why you have been encouraged to play. You haven't played. You've been so serious, so heavy, so loaded down. We want you to lighten up, to start seeing what you desire come into your life. To spend a few moments every day. And we're not asking you to do this for the entire day or just sit under a tree in the lotus position or anything like that. But we are asking you to spend a little time every day, allowing yourself to feel the answers, to feel how you will feel when all of these problems have been solved. We want you to spend as much time in that energy as you possibly can. That is what these angels are around you for. Ask them to help you, to help you to visualize the answers, to help you to feel the answers. This takes you into the energy of the answers, which brings the answers into your life. Do not spend any more time thinking about the problems. That does you no good. It's time to let go. And for a lot of people, listening to music helps them to let go. And there is that lovely song that Barbara Grace loves to listen to at times. It's all about letting go. Just letting go. And she finds that it lightens her heart. And we will ask her to share that with you. See if it lightens your heart as well. Because it's about letting go and moving forward. You do not ever need to be stuck. There's nothing to be stuck in. Focus on living what you desire and allowing what you desire to manifest in your life. And let the angels help you. Let them help you to let go. We love you. And there are so many wonderful, beautiful things in the world waiting for you to let them in. Okay, that's what he wanted to say, Truth Seeker. And the song is, I think it's called Let It Go. It's a song from Frozen. And I do listen to that song sometimes and just have it repeating over and over, and I just listen and sing along, and I find myself letting go as I do. So,
well, Barbara, you're going to have to post that on your Facebook page.
Okay, I can do that. All right, we have one more question in the chat room. And it's from Angela, and she says, hi, ladies, I would appreciate any message today. Thank you. Been getting messages through other callers, but would love to see if there is any more for me today. All right, so are you getting anything for Angela?
Okay. Well, Angela, love is the answer to all your questions, okay? And Mother Mary is coming in, God, Jesus, the angels, they're surrounding you right now with a situation that you're going through. And they're just saying, you know, allow love to heal the situation, okay? There are so many angels by your side. And just, you know, try to speak loving words and, you know, let them flow, you know, lovingly to whoever is involved, okay? And this is going to help you to stay, you know, in the highest energy, okay? I'm getting the words, you know, miraculous healings and, you know, new opportunities and wonderful relationships is what I'm getting. Okay. I wanted to see, there was something that the angels are showing me here. Okay, when I was talking about, like, relationships, okay, I'm getting that you may have to detox your friendships, okay? So you've got to really, like, look at the people that you're spending time with and really, you know, you have to see if that relationship is for your highest and your best, okay? Because if it isn't, these people can really become a distraction to you, okay? If they're the kind of people that are all into drama, and, you know, they seem to like always be arguing, or they're afraid, or they're angry, or they're draining, then really these are the people that you really have to disconnect from, okay? And when you release these people in these unhealthy relationships, do make room in your heart and your schedule to really bring in new, healthier relationships, okay? And the new, you know, relationships are going to be positive relationships. And it's going to really help you to, you know, to be healthier, to be happier, and you are going to attract abundance, okay? Okay. And just, you know, try to stay present in the here and the now, okay? I'm sort of getting, you may have been thinking of things of the past. There might be something that you're thinking about over and over, or maybe you're thinking about something in the future. So you're missing out on a lot of what's going on right here and right now, okay? So whatever is going on, Mother Mary is asking you to just try to find the joy, you know, in this situation and, you know, the blessings that are hidden, and you're going to feel, you know, more fulfilled in the present moment. Okay? And as you say, you know, you are getting signs from, you know, other callers' readings, and heaven is sending you so many signs at this time to, I'm here to tell you to just make sure you pay, like, closer attention, because as Barbara said, even the words of a song, you know, they can bring a message to you. You can get a message, maybe you're standing in line at a grocery store and two people are talking. You overhear what's being said, but there's actually a message for you as well. The possibilities go on and on, okay? So just listen to the signs, and you're going to see how heaven is always there and giving you, you know, a little bit of guidance, okay? And Mother Mary, of course, and the angels, they're there to clearly communicate their love with you as well. All you have to do is ask. And Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay, wonderful. All right. And before Jesus begins speaking, I'm actually seeing an image of you, and you are standing there, and there's this amazing column of light that's all around your body and going into every cell of your being. And it just feels incredible. So here's what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, this is a time of great change. This is a time of great change for everyone on this planet. And it is a time of great change for you. You will find that things that you used to do in the past that you thought were okay no longer feel right to you. But it's time for you to let them go. And you should also listen to the song. It is time to let go. You find that things no longer work for you. And if they no longer work for you, why do you continue to do them? We want you to look within your own heart, within your own soul, and see what you truly desire. See who you truly desire to be. And become that person. Do not make situations and people more important than you are. Do not ever do that. Because they are not. You are the most important person in your life. And we know that when we say this, there are some people who say, oh, no, I cannot do that. That would make me selfish. We're not talking about being selfish. We're talking about being truthful, about being honest, about accepting yourself, about knowing your own value, your own importance, about truly allowing yourself to live. And this is what the beautiful life that is bathing now is doing. It is opening your heart to you. It is opening your heart to loving you. It is opening your heart to accepting you exactly as you are. You don't have to change before you can be loved. And you don't have to change before you can love yourself. It is time. Time to let go. Time to move forward with your own life. And to do what resonates with your soul. It is time for you to love you. To love you completely. To totally accept yourself. And just breathe in this light and allow it to move throughout you and to help you in letting it go. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you. Whew. Boy, a lot of energy today. Good energy.
It is. That's beautiful energy.
All right, and Truth Seeker said, yes, I agree, I need time to play. Thanks for the wonderful messages, ladies. All right, DC, I'm getting that we are complete for today. Do you have any final thing you need to say?
No, that's awesome, because I actually left you a message on Facebook that I could only stay until 11 this morning. So,
and the angels are making that happen.
They are making it. This has just been so wonderful, because I hate when I have to go somewhere and I don't have the ability to connect and do the show. It drives me crazy.
Well, great.
Something about it, when I don't get my daily dose of that vitamin G, oh my goodness, I don't feel the same, Barbara.
Well, I'm glad everything is working out wonderfully for today, and I hope everyone will allow their lives to work out wonderfully, because this is all about loving and accepting yourself. All right, that is our show for today. Thanks to everybody who called in and everybody from the chat room who asked questions, and we will be back next Tuesday for another Morning with Jesus. Remember, you can call on Jesus anytime you like. He's always there for you. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.